Wakey, wakey, sleepy head. Hey, get up. Come on, love. You can't sleep forever. Well, not yet, anyway. You need to drink in some food. I don't want you getting dehydrated now. You know what they say? Hydrate or dehydrate. You slept for a solid 12 hours after that drug I gave you kicked in. It's a shame it had to be this way. I missed you while you were knocked out cold like that. But now, I have you back with me, baby, I can kiss you all over. Right, water. Don't worry, darling. This one's free of sleeping pills. I need you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for the games we're gonna play today. Oh, love, you're shivering. Are you cold, honey? One moment, sweetie. I'll fix that. Ugh. This thing is such a piece of junk. If only one thing were modern in this damn hospital, I might be able to keep this place at a better temperature. But hey, I guess that's what I get for wanting a little privacy. And a place where the cops can't find you. Hey! You've been struggling. What a naughty little patient you have been for your nurse. You're gonna bruise if you keep this all up. Perhaps worse. You know, tugging too hard against these wrist restraints might just break your wrist. So I wouldn't try it, darling. I see you're still very sick, since you're actively trying to resist treatment and run away. Well, you may as well not even bother, because like I told you yesterday, no one will ever find us here. We're miles from anywhere, and no one is looking for you. In fact, let's check your social media, shall we? Look, I have your phone right here. Oh no, that's so sad. Zero notifications since yesterday. Not a DM or a text. Hell, let's just check your email just in case, and nothing. So, as you've seen, no one cares, and they're not coming to find you. But you know who does care? And who adores you? And who just wants what's best for you? Me. So forget about those other people. You don't need them. You're here now. So, don't even bother. Now we have a busy day planned for you, lovely. First, I'm gonna give you more of that delicious sleepy water I made you drink yesterday. Then I'll put you in that wheelchair in the corner and wheel you down to the special room I've made just for you. It's a brainwashing room. Uh-huh, just like the movies. It has a big spiral and some very fun toys. I'm going to attach a shock collar to you, and if you give me the wrong answers to the questions I ask you, you'll be zapped. I'm going to scramble up all your thoughts until you can only think of me. Your nurse, the one who takes good care of my precious patient. Does that scare you, honey? Maybe it should. But before we do, I need to make sure you get fed. Can't torture you on an empty stomach. Let's see what's in the food supplies. Already. Okay. You stay here and be good. I'm just gonna go down the hall to the employee lounge and get some food for us. It's Don't go anywhere. Well, not that you could anyway. Be back soon.
What a bad little patient you are. Such a naughty little thing running away. I bet you're all sore from the breaking the restraints. Why don't you come back so I can kiss a better baby? Come out now, and maybe I won't be as rough with you. I'll be gentle. Promise. Just come back to me. Nothing? Really? Fine. If this is how you want to play, I'll go along with your game. It won't be long now until I find you. This hospital isn't that big, and you won't go far dressed like that. But you still have some of the drugs in your system making you weak and helpless. If I had used better cuffs, you wouldn't have tried to leave me. Well, when I get you, you'll never, ever, ever leave me again. I don't want to scare you, but I've got some news for you, sweetheart. You have a tracker embedded in your arm. That little lump in your right forearm. It's telling me where you are, so you can't get far without me knowing about it. If it's correct, you're right here. Yeah. I've caught you now. And you know, that room you've escaped to? And every other room in this building is rigged with sleeping gas that triggers at a press of a button. Oh, look who's struggling now, huh? Huh? I thought you liked being locked in there. Don't like it so much anymore, do you? Do you? I bet you're so scared. I love that. I love it when you're frightened. It's so adorable. You're trapped, like a rat in my maze. I knew you where you were, but I wanted to give you the chance to prove your loyalty to me. You failed. And now, you'll have no choice once the gas kicks in. Breathe in deep, my patient. It'll all be over soon enough. Your old life will be gone, and all you'll remember is how much you love and need me to look after you. A helpless little patient for me to take care of forever and ever. Sleep, darling. Relax into the gas as it surrounds you. Just lie down. The cold floor will soon disappear into the background as nothing else remains.
Well, you shouldn't have done that. That was really dumb of you, my love. And now I have to drag your body down the hall all limp like this? Gee, thanks. Okay. I have an idea. Don't go anywhere. Oh, that's right. You're knocked out. Silly me. You can't escape. Right. Time to go for a little ride in this. Okay, now I just have to get you okay. Oh, come on. No, like this way. Oh. Okay. Oh. Okay. There. Now, back to bed we go. And this time, I'm going to take extra measures to ensure you can't leave. I think we need more straps. How comfy that's going to be holding you down tightly. But before I do, I just want to take a good look at you. Oh, darling. You're so cute when you're sleeping. I can't wait to play with you some more, and I just know soon enough. The longer you stay trapped here, the harder it will be to escape my grasp. But deep down, I think you like it. I think you like the attention I can give you. See, there is no one else